Starr County Sheriff's Office says a Jackson Township massage business was being operated to facilitate sexual activity for hire. 55-year-old Aiju Chen of Brooklyn, New York, was arrested Friday and arraigned in Massillon Municipal Court today. Chen allegedly operated and managed Jiali Spa. She's charged with promoting prostitution. A preliminary hearing scheduled for next Monday. Case against four suspects in a Canton double homicide now headed to the Starr County grand jury as a fifth person faces new charges. Melissa Terrell, Emily Ryder of Canton waived their preliminary hearings Friday. Terrell faces aggravated arson, tampering with evidence, and obstructing justice charges. Ryder charged with obstructing justice. Daryl Washington and Eric Lamar of Canton waived their preliminary hearings Tuesday. Washington charged with aggravated murder and aggravated arson. Lamar charged with aggravated arson, obstructing justice, and tampering with evidence. Savannah Davis was arrested Friday on four charges, including aggravated arson and gross abuse of a corpse. Katina Spells of Canton and Courtney Yeager of Massillon were found dead in a burning apartment August 9th. New owners of a foreclosed Massillon home made a grim discovery when they found a man's body inside. Police were called Thursday to the 800 block of Milburn Road Northeast. The victim identified as 76-year-old Steve Bartusek, the former homeowner. The county coroner's office says it's unclear how long he had been dead. Police say Bartusek appears to have died of natural causes. Two loaded firearms and a toddler were involved in a police pursuit that led to the arrest of a North Canton man. 28-year-old Donovan McDonald was arraigned in Massillon Municipal Court today. Bond set at $10,000. Preliminary hearing set for next Monday. He faces charges including child endangerment, fleeing police, and having weapons under disability. Police allege McDonald fled from officers Friday morning, reaching speeds of about 80 miles an hour with his young son in the vehicle. Perry police later spotted a suspicious vehicle near Roford Avenue and Buckwalter Drive Southwest and held McDonald for Massillon officers. Canton man told police he had had too much to drink before allegedly fleeing officers and crashing into a home. 47-year-old Jerry Dotson is accused of driving erratically on Market Avenue North Thursday night. Officers say Dotson lost control while fleeing police, crashing into a home and utility pole in the 2600 block. Dotson arraigned today in municipal court. He faces OVI, failure to comply, and criminal damaging charges, a pretrial hearing scheduled for next Monday. Sebring police chase ended in a crash Wednesday afternoon after a suspect almost rammed a squad car and downed live utility wires. Officers say they tried to pull over 45-year-old James George for a license plate violation. George fled at speeds of 70 miles an hour, running stop signs before crashing his pickup into a utility pole in the 800 block of South Mahoning Avenue in Alliance. Police had to break George's window and deploy tasers to force him out of the truck. He was arraigned Thursday in Mahoning County Court on charges including fleeing and eluding. He's slated to return September 10th for a preliminary hearing. Massillon will have a new safety service director, with Mayor Jamie Slutz planning a change in leadership. Retired Massillon Police Detective David McConnell expected to take over in October. The Independent reports Lori Kotagides-Boron is serving as interim director after Renee Baker left her active duties August 13th. Baker had served as safety service director nearly 3 years. Her resignation is effective September 8th. Police still investigating a deadly head-on crash involving a semi in Streetsboro. 29-year-old Andrew Glantz of Kent was killed shortly before 2:30 Saturday morning on Route 43. Police say his car crossed the center line and hit a northbound semi. The 55-year-old from Akron driving the truck was not seriously hurt. Man is jailed on $400,000 bond after being indicted on sex charges involving two teenage girls. The Portage County Grand Jury charged 41-year-old Kevin New of Freedom Township with two counts each of rape and sexual battery. He was arraigned Friday in Common Pleas Court. The indictment alleges the offenses occurred from August 2022 through August of 2025. The rape charges involve a girl who was 13 to 16 at the time. The sexual battery charges involve a second girl who was between 15 and 18. Police have arrested a man after a 46-year-old woman died of an apparent overdose in Latonia. 48-year-old Joseph Bradford of Salem charged with obstructing official business. Police say he failed to tell officers another woman who was high on drugs was unconscious in his truck. The death reported Thursday in the 300 block of Columbia Street being investigated as suspicious. A Columbiana County judge has issued a bench warrant for a Boardman area contractor accused of violating probation. 43-year-old John Bartos failed to appear Friday for a hearing in Common Pleas Court. Bartos was previously convicted of stealing client money for a home improvement work he did not complete. His attorney is asked to withdraw from the case.